Does Street Fighter VI bring the iconic franchise back to glory? We tell you that and more in our Street Fighter VI review coming up now. What's good, everybody? This is Khalif here. We're all talking about Street Fighter VI today in our review. I'm super excited to be able to talk to all of you about it. I've been playing it for a couple of weeks now, and I have to say, this game is just ridiculously good. It is one of my favorite games of the year and is definitely going to set the fighting game world by storm. This is the latest installment of the Street Fighter series from Capcom, and I think this game brings back, you know, the really intense and fun, fast-paced kind of action that we've been known to kind of come and love, and I think this is one of those games that's going to introduce not only some new features to the space, but I think is really going to make, you know, this game really special when it comes to the fighting game community and the fighting game scene. And I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that I kind of found and was really, really digging. So first of all, we got to talk about the visuals. This game looks absolutely stunning. Graphically, I think this is the best the Street Fighter series has ever looked. I think the vibrant stages, the gorgeous new fighter models, and the style that they've kind of implemented within this game just makes it jump off the screen. I think they've gone into this kind of hyper real kind of, you know, super graffiti like splashes of color that I think is really pushing some boundaries of what, you know, we kind of think of Street Fighter games to look like and fighting games in general to kind of look like. I think it's doing something very special there. I think it's really bringing something new to the table, and I'm really hyped for what they've been able to kind of incorporate within this. I think, you know, the traditional way that we've seen these Street Fighter characters come to the table have always been this mix of kind of real and cartoony, and I think them going a little bit more hyper realistic is bringing something that is changing the way we think about Street Fighter. I think Street Fighter in itself has gotten a little bit bland, and I think now this is a new thing that we're kind of jumping into with Street Fighter VI that it really feels cool to be able to see these characters reimagined in this way. The roster from Street Fighter VI is just a brilliant mix of some of the old fighters that we've known to come and love. Ryu, I don't want to get beat up by the fans. Ryu, Chun-Li, Cammy, DJ, some of those older fighters are in that mix. But what they've done in this game that I think is really brilliant is they've introduced some new fighters that I really think are going to make the roster fully fleshed out. Manon, Kimberly, Marisa, they make this feel like this is a game that everyone can play, that anyone who is, you know, depending upon the kind of fighter you want to play as, you know, do you want to play as a keep away fighter? You can do that. Do you want to play as somebody who plays up close? You can do that. Do you want to kind of play in the traditional spaces that we see, you know, Street Fighter characters play in? You can do that as well. And I think that is going to not only open up the space for more fighting game players to join in if you're a newbie, but it's really going to shine when you see all the folks who are veterans come to the game and really dig deep and play with some of these newer characters in ways that we hadn't really seen them play before. Speaking to that, I think one of the biggest additions to this game has been all about the new drive meter. Drive meter is this new implementation. It's kind of a twist on the V-trigger and V-shift mechanic that we saw in Street Fighter V, but this changes the game in a lot of different ways because you can use this again in both offensive, defensive, and combo extender ways that really keeps you on your toes. Like, I got into so many fights that were, I thought I was going to win or lose, and drive in the drive meter changed the way that game kind of came out and kind of played out. It changed the way that I thought about my mechanics and also made me feel like there were different ways to kind of go at a fight and think about it strategically that I hadn't thought about before. Fights feel ridiculously satisfying whether you're trying to execute super intricate combos or landing like really powerful special moves. Street Fighter VI just feels like it has this great balance for everybody in the mix in that kind of space. I think from an accessibility standpoint, this is one of the most accessible games we have ever seen. I think this is one of the kind of newbie friendly games that we've seen in a long time. I think, you know, there's so many ways that we'll talk about a little bit later in the review that help new players kind of get acclimated to the new space, but it does create a lot of depth for everyone within the space. I think Everybody who's just picked up the sticks for the first time will have a chance to kind of win. Folks who are really, really good and have played Street Fighter games from before will be able to have a chance. And then those who really dig deep and go into the lab and learn characters and learn all the kind of special things that they can do are going to be at the top of the heap, with, like you've seen in most fighting games. I think this game offers up so much variety in the ways that you are able to, you know, incorporate tactics and think about play, that it does really make this game feel special and new, and in a big way for Capcom too, which I think we've seen them try to grow the space through their games, and I think this one will absolutely do that in a bigger way. I think the biggest part of a lot of the Drive Meter conversations, I think, has been not only a little bit controversial, but I think has been really smart in the way that Capcom has thought about it, was now there are different control schemes too. So you can have the difference between the classic six-button control scheme. You have this new hybrid scheme that's called a modern one, that basically is like mapping special moves to really simple inputs. So like if you wanted to do a Hadouken or a fireball, you could hit one button and get that move to come out. I think that is a really smart thing that Capcom has put into the game to really make this not only open up a lot of the ways that new players come to this without having to go through a tutorial, but it instantly makes them competitive. I think also Drive Impact as a big component of the gameplay space, which is this really flashy move. You see this big bright light, kind of, you know, these splashes of paint kind of surround your character, and it can do a ton of damage. It can back your opponent up in the space to give you some space to kind of maneuver and some tactical advantage, and it also does a lot of work in the corner. So it winds up making your corner game a lot different, because you can also use that to get into a fight. I think Drive Impact is going to be the X-ray, you know, if you're a Mortal Kombat fan, kind of move. It is that fatal blow move that will give players the ability to turn a match in an instant. I think it is going to be wild to see how this transpires in competitive matches. I think that is going to be something that we see turn the table, not only for folks who are at the highest levels, but players who have learned how to block it or parry it or counter it are going to be way ahead of the game. You have to react super quickly to this move to be able to really use it in good ways. And you're already seeing players who have been playing in most of the betas use it in tactical ways and have an advantage of learning and being able to have that reaction time to be able to kind of see a move happen and then automatically kind of react to it and do something with it. It is going to be really cool to see how that plays out. It's going to be that instant replay moment that we're going to see at a big tournament like Combo Breaker or Evo. I think we might even see somebody lose a championship, you know, with this move, win a championship with this move in the mix. I think it's going to be really, really cool to see. The other part of Street Fighter VI that I'm really loving is the addition of a couple of different modes within the game. You know, we're usually used to seeing the traditional lobby system. You jump in a lobby, another person jumps in a lobby, you both fight in that way. What they've done with this new mode called the Battle Hub is pretty brilliant. They've basically set up a virtual space so that you can jump into this place to go look for matches. You're looking for other folks who are sitting at cabinets. They're sitting at these faux cabinets that have been set around this kind of arena. You sit down at the table, another character sits down at the table, you both start a fight. You can have other folks watch your fights while you're playing. If you're really good, there's a screen in the background that will show potentially your match on that screen if you have a bunch of win streaks going on. It really adds this layer of community to the game that we didn't really have before. I think, you know, as a person who would go in and spectate people's matches, it just feels different when you see a bunch of avatars kind of standing around a cabinet watching you play, and then knowing that those folks are either, you know, rooting for you, rooting against you, kind of getting some tech from you or tech from your opponent. It changes the way you think about a lot of the ways that the game gets played, because you're constantly thinking about who's watching and am I doing well, and, you know, adds this layer of what we see at a big competitive fighting game tournament in your console game and in your PC version of your game. I think it's brilliant. I think it's super cool. I love it, the Battle Hub system. And the Battle Hub system then kind of turns into, or is kind of wrapped around the World Tour mode. I think World Tour is the most interesting layer of Street Fighter VI that we've seen from Capcom. If you haven't been familiar with it and you haven't been watching all the news that's been coming out about it, it's basically a story mode within the game where you're moving around with your created avatar around these different locales around the kind of Street Fighter world. So each one of the characters in the game lives in or resides in a different place. So like, you know, Manon is in France, Cammy is in England. So you're going to some of these places and you're basically asking them to become your mentors as you, as this young fighter, is looking to grow your skills. So you're basically snagging little bits and pieces of their tech and putting them into your toolbox for when you're going around the world and fighting not only, you know, characters in that world, but some other NPCs. You know, you're never fighting humans in this mode. You're fighting NPCs and ranking up and getting better moves so that you can put those into your character that you can use in something like Battle Hub. I love the ways you're able to customize your character. You know, again, I made my fake Stephen A. Smith and tried to get it as close as you possibly could, but you can go super wild with that in any way you want to. I really do like the way that they show off the characters when you come into the mode. So you'll wind up having this really, really cool cutscene that introduces you to that character, gives you a little bit of flavor about who they are, and then kind of introduces you to them. Overall, I think the story is fun. I don't think it's anything that's super memorable, but I think it's kind of cool to see your character go through all these conversations with all these players. And you go on a lot of missions. You go on a ton of missions and a lot of fetch quests within that space to kind of garner and pull in more of that story to kind of fully flesh out the ideas around who you are as a young fighter in this world. I also just really like how this game gives nods to all the other parts of the Capcom ecosystem. There's a kind of travel mode that's within the space where you basically ride a subway train, and it feels exactly like Final Fight when you're kind of in the train levels and fighting all these characters. You're like, oh my goodness, that's a Final Fight character again in the city that is kind of based on the world of Final Fight. It's cool to see them really dig in deep with all of those layers and kind of just like not, you know, not be shy about it. They'd like to just go full in on making you understand that they know that Capcom has cool stuff within its IP, which I think is really fun and interesting. Some of the things I didn't like, some of the customization pieces that you wind up seeing throughout the world do feel kind of repetitive. I'm hoping that they kind of bolster that with more pieces of cool gear. I think in a game like this that has a battle pass system and has so many connections to so many different IP, we'll definitely see things from other games in here that'll give you new stats. I think there'll be some stuff that you'll see that are seasonal. You'll see things that are around holidays, I'm sure. All of those things are really cool. The locations are really dope, but some of them are open world and some of them are not. So what I mean by that is, the main city, you can run around and there's multiple locations within that bigger cityscape. The other spaces that you would go to, like Russia, when you go see Zangief, or Cammy, when you go to England, it's really about the size of an actual Street Fighter stage. You can't do anything in it. You can't go and walk around in a bigger version of England or a bigger version of Russia. You're basically like just going there to see that one NPC, talk to them, get missions, do that kind of stuff, and then there's a shop in each one where you can get a very specific food item and clothing item that's supposed to be related to the locale that you're in. I really do wish that they would have expanded all of those into much bigger spaces, because it would have been really cool to see that happen. But in terms of the game right now, there's only really two versions of that, where the spaces are huge and you can run around and see multiple versions of what that location can be. Finding some of the missions can be difficult. You know, there is a waypoint finder. There's a way to kind of pin things to your map. But sometimes I just had trouble finding the kind of mission giver or the next layer of a mission. And that became really difficult. It was not fun running around for like 20 minutes trying to figure out like, where do I go and find this person supposed to finish off this quest for me? That kind of sucked. I didn't like that a lot. There's also a day and night cycle, so that some enemies and some masters show up at day and or night. And you have to go into a menu to kind of flip the day and night cycle. It's pretty quick on the load, but it's kind of annoying. I wish there was a way to pull that up in your, you have basically like a faux phone in the mode. I would have much rather them do that instead. Let me just hit a button and switch it from day to night, or go to something where you can kind of sit somewhere and then speed up time and do it that way. I think that part was really cool. I think that part wasn't done well, but it was an interesting kind of mechanic. And lastly, there are mini games in here that they don't really feel that interesting. They're kind of one note. They don't really add much to the mode. I was excited to see how they were going to kind of implement some of this stuff, but you do it once and, you know, there are some missions where you can do it multiple times for better points and for more kind of faux money, the faux currency in the world, but it never feels like you really want to do it. It doesn't feel interesting or good to be able to do that stuff. So I was disappointed in those parts of what has become the World Tour mode. But overall, I think this is a really interesting foundation for what this mode can be moving forward. I want them to keep it. I want them to implement it. I want them to kind of iterate on it. I think this is something that is very special to this game that I think no one else has. But it just doesn't feel like worth a full mode, if that makes sense. It just makes it feel like a little bit of busy work to get cool items to put on your character, when to a certain extent I would much rather find smaller things to do that don't take up so much time to be able to get those things added to my character. I don't know how you would implement that, but like, it's an interesting mode. It just doesn't feel as cool as it could have been. What would have been super cool is if I saw you walking down the virtual street and you had a pair of dope kicks on, and I'm like, I'm gonna fight you for your kicks. We go, I see you, I hit you for a battle, and then we just go, right? It kind of has that like street, that Grand Theft Auto online mode where you can kind of fight anybody you want. And then if you didn't want to, you can turn yourself to like, I don't want to fight mode. I would love to be able to see something like that where anybody can get it at any time. It's like the Money in the Bank version of Street Fighter. I want that. Where you can see people with cool stuff and be like, I want to fight you for that thing, and you know, put up your pink slip for your shirt. That would have been a super cool version of it. Overall, Street Fighter 6 is one of the best fighting games on the planet. I think Capcom has nailed this in every possible way. All of the complaints that we had seen in Street Fighter 5 are fixed in Street Fighter 6, at least from what I can tell currently at this moment, before the servers are fully on, before the world has touched it. I am very excited about the future of what this game is going to be. I have not been a Street Fighter fan in as long as I can remember, only because Mortal Kombat was my main game. I'm fully invested in Street Fighter 6. I'm having a blast playing other players during our time during the review. I'm excited to get my butt kicked and kick people's butts out there in the world. And I'm really excited about what this is going to be with the additions of new parts of the roster, hopefully new characters and old characters that we had seen before and some new ones we haven't. And I think this is just going to blow up the fighting game scene in a much bigger way. Like, I think this game is going to be the highlight of all the fighting game tournaments coming forward. This is going to be wild to see how people play this at Evo. And once the pros get their hands on it, all the things we can learn from the way that they play. So, massive love to our friends at Capcom for letting me review this game. Big fan of all the stuff that's coming down the pipeline. Let me know what you thought of the review in the comments below. Please subscribe to the channel, give us a like, hit the bell for notifications. And again, thank you all for getting in with me on some Street Fighter 6. I hope to see you out in the streets, and let's get some games in very, very soon. Much love to you all. I hope you all are having a fun time with Street Fighter 6. Let me know in the comments below when you get a chance to play, and we'll see you all soon.